Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 174, Hooked on Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry things. Know you're going to love them. Wow, they've got the Danny Thomas pilot episode, all part of the 8-season set. Drop by and check that out. WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 174, is John Simino. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's great to be back in Mayberry this evening. I'm recording in the evening. I don't know when you're listening, but I hope you're going to enjoy this show because, you know, I've been thinking. There's been a lot of talk. We've had stuff going on over at imayberrycommunity.com. A lot of people sitting over there talking and talking about different things. This topic hasn't come up, but I am going to bring it up over there because, I'm concerned. You know, I know the listeners of this podcast, you guys that are listening, you are a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show. There's no doubt about that. But I got to thinking about what about all our friends that are not fans, you know, that maybe they kind of like it or something, or they, you know, what's the deal with them? You know, how can they not like the Andy Griffith Show? How can that be? You know, did their parents, did they not raise them right? have they been brainwashed into believing that the show's too country or it's hickish? Or they don't have any funny bone, maybe? I don't know. Or maybe they just haven't been exposed to the fun the Andy Griffith Show has to offer. Yeah, I'm going to have to say that's it. So that must be it, right? So what can we do to get them hooked on Mayberry? That's the title of our episode today. And how can we get them hooked? So I was thinking, and I just came up with my own list here, but I was thinking if there were 5 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that we could get some friend of ours to agree to sit down and watch, and that after they watch those 5 episodes, they're going to be hooked on the Andy Griffith Show, you know, what episodes would they be? That was my question. What would they be? Those 5 episodes. Now, this is always hard, and people are always trying to get you to tell them what your favorite episodes are. So what I'm not talking about necessarily your favorite episodes or the favorite episodes of the show, because some people really like Man in the Hurry, and some episodes like that. Those are really great episodes, really showing the feel of Mayberry and what it's really all about. But I guess my question then is, what about, is that going to get them hooked on Mayberry? Is that something you like after you're hooked? So I came up with these episodes to get them hooked. Now, you may or may not agree, and I'd definitely love to hear from you, because you may have some episodes that you really feel like was the episode that once you watched it, you were hooked. You know, the Andy Griffith Show is your lifelong show, and you're hooked like a starving catfish, as that could be said on the show. So my first episode up, and I went out to the Mayberry Historical Society to find the listings for these. But my first one up as being an episode that would be the hook to get them in the Andy Griffith Show, number 5 for me, The Loaded Goat. Now, you remember Loaded Goat? That's when Cy Huggins had brought Jimmy to town for a day. And Jimmy's a goat. He brought him into town, you know, bring him into town first time. He thinks he's got to do everything. Anyway, you remember that? He was faced, he basically ate dynamite. We've talked about that before, and did a Bible study, Mayberry Bible study podcast episode about The Loaded Goat. You know, I think that's a great episode. You see a lot of comedy. You see Andy and Barney going out and having to try to solve this problem with Jimmy the Loaded Goat. You got Otis in the jail cell. Now, you guys that are listening to this, you're big fans, so I know you already know what I'm talking about. But, you know, he could have gone bluey at any moment. Andy and Barney had to figure out a way to get him out of town. And, you know, as it turns out, music, you know, Barney's harmonica, soothes the savage beast, and Barney leads him out of town. And the mayor, you know, and Si, they think they Andy and Barney blew up. So, you know the story. So that's my number five, if we can get them to watch it, episode to get them hooked on the Andy Griffith Show, The Loaded Goat. Okay. Next up, number four. I'm going to say the number four episode, the next episode I want them to watch, because I want to build it up. You know, I want them to start and build so that even as they go through, every episode's better to them. Next episode, Barney's Sidecar. Barney's Sidecar. Who can't love Barney's Sidecar? You remember that one? He went out and he bought the car at a military surplus auction, the sidecar, the motorcycle and sidecar. And he basically terrorized the town of Mayberry with his sidecar, and he was checking for speeding out on Highway 6, and he's going to nip it in the bud. And you know, if you give them 30, they'll take 35. If you, you know, remember that whole thing. And in the end, Andy tricks Barney into giving it to the museum. But you'll just remember Barney dressed up in that outfit he had on and saluting. And he looked like a, I'm not sure what he looked like. But you can remember those wonderful moments there during that episode. The guys, one of my favorite moments on that show is when Barney's talking to Andy and to going out in going in the sidecar with him. So they go out in front of the courthouse. Andy gets in the sidecar. Barney gets on the motorcycle, cranks it up, and the motorcycle rolls off with the sidecar still sitting there. And all those men that are sitting outside the barbershop and leaning up against the pole of the courthouse just roll out because they have disconnected the sidecar and left it there. I just love that scene. So hopefully some of those things will get people hooked on the Andy Griffith Show. Next up for me, so number five was Loaded Goat. Number four, Barney's Sidecar. And number three, Mountain Wedding. What list of the Andy Griffith Show is going to be complete without Ernest T. Bass or the Darlings? Well, wow, this episode, you get them both. Andy and Barney, they visit the Darlings to get rid of Ernest T. Bass, who had his mind set on marrying Charlene. My darn Charlene, I'll make you a good husband. Great episode to get people hooked on the Andy Griffith Show. If you'll remember, just the scene alone where Barney's dressed up in a dress, Charlene's wedding dress, is perfect. And according to Maggie Peterson, just to throw in a little bit of trivia for you, Don Knotts was able to wear the exact same dress. They didn't have two dresses, one for Maggie and one for Don Knotts. It was the same wedding dress, and Maggie would take it off. Don could wear it. They were the same size. That's just a little extra trivia for you. But Mountain Wedding, Ernest T. Bass, classic. First time we get to meet him. The Darlings had been to town one time before. And you remember that classic scene as well in Mountain Wedding where Andy goes to wake Barney up in the courthouse. It's often cut out on television. And Barney just will not wake up. And Andy finally snaps his fingers and Barney's awake just immediately. Classic, great comedy there. All right, so I've already listed off. That's three. We've got The Loaded Goat is number five. Barney's Sidecar, number four. Mountain Wedding, number three. And number two, The Pickle Story. That's right, The Pickle Story, Aunt B's Kerosene Cucumbers. It's canning time again. Aunt B has pulled it up and another batch of pickles. Mm-mm. Yeah. So after, you know, remember Andy and them, they realized they just couldn't brave fly killing and, you know, flies is dying. Shoe fly. Oh, he's dead. Anyway, Andy, they trade out Aunt B's terrible homemade pickles for some good old store-bought pickles. And Barney takes it out and gives out good Robin awards to people from all over the country to get rid of all those pickles. And, this, you know, and then it goes on through. And Clara, and this one, Clara Johnson, not Clara Edwards, You know, she was the perennial winner of the pickle contest at the county fair, and Andy and Barney were afraid that she might beat Aunt B, you know, and it was, so they ended up having to eat all those kerosene cucumbers. So anyway, great episode, hilarious. Barney's trying to get out of the house there, and he's got his suitcase. Great scene there. He's got his suitcase. He's trying to leave. As he goes out the door, his suitcase jingles, and he goes, shaving lotion. Yeah, you know, it's shaving lotion. I shave a lot when I travel, you know, because I'm a man, and I shave, and yeah, I wouldn't worry a thing about that, Aunt B, and Aunt B's not paying any attention to that. Great scene. Andy ends up having to try to push Barney out the door. And Andy, I think this is one of those times where Andy Griffith got tickled at Don Knotts and was trying his best not to laugh and ruin that scene. So if you watch that episode, make sure you watch for that. But I think that would be our number two episode to get them hooked. So we got number five, The Loaded Goat. Number four, Barney's Sidecar. Number three, Mountain Wedding. Number two, The Pickle Story. And number one, which, you know, these are tough here, but the number one episode, Convicts at Large. Okay, Convicts at Large. I love that episode. Floyd, I love Floyd. I love Barney in that episode. Great, great episode. Barney, Florida, held hostage by a gang of escaped convicts up at the O'Malley cabin. You know, and, you know, you just got to absolutely love that one as they're on that episode.
Are ruined, I won't be responsible.
Oh, how can you not love that scene? Of course, that's right at the end of the episode. But you know, Floyd is hilarious. And you can't come up there. If you came up there, it's goodbye, Al. You know, and you know, all those great scenes where Mr. O'Malley was gone, Barney and Floyd, their car dies on the way back from a fishing trip and runs out of gas. And they have to go to the O'Malley cabin. Well, those escaped convicts had been up there, and Big Maud and Naomi, they're all up there, and you know, they're playing the.
Hey, Barney.
Yeah.
You're a good dancer. You're very light on your feet.
Light on your feet. Oh, and we got to hear Poor Butterfly. We've done an episode of the podcast about that. Look for that. Oh, but there was just so much in that episode. I just think it's hilarious. You know, they bust the vase over Floyd's head while the music's playing.
What's wrong?
Naomi and her husband. That was their song.
Oh. Anyway, that episode, Convicts at Large. So you may or may not agree with me, and I completely understand, because let me tell you, it was very hard to come up with five episodes, and to put them in any order was difficult. So remember, my top five, well, not top five, but the ones to get them hooked, the best five episodes to get people hooked on the Andy Griffith Show, The Loaded Goat, Barney's Sidecar, Mountain Wedding, The Pickle Story, and Convicts at Large. Those are my top five. So hope you folks will call me at 888-684-8415 and let me know what your top five episodes to get people hooked. Or maybe you've done this before. You've gotten friends hooked. Let me know what you did to get them hooked, because, you know, it's our responsibility as good people to get people involved in the Andy Griffith Show so they can enjoy and just have some fun like we do. Good, clean, family-oriented fun that we can just have a great time with. So definitely go back and just check that out and let me know what you think. Now, I got a little bit of feedback from last week's episode, episode number 173, about Opie's kindness. Janet Anderson wrote me and she said, Alan, I've always found Opie's good behavior, respect, compassion, and kindness for others to be very sincerely portrayed. Even as a young boy, he never came across as fake or stilted, or, you know, he was always quite natural. I think he's probably the finest child actor in the history of television. Opie Taylor gives the impression of being a real boy, not just a character in a show. I can't think of one time when he failed in this respect. That truly is the actor of the boy. As a point of contrast, consider Larry Matthews, the boy who played Richie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was a cute kid and did a fine job in his role, But there were many times when one could see through Richie to Larry, the actor. And you could actually see Larry. Especially when he said or did something particularly funny or cute. He would get a slight smile on his face as though he was very aware that what he just did was adorable and the audience was going to focus on him. Of course, it was probably a little more difficult for him because he had to play his part in front of a live audience. The decision by the producers of The Andy Griffith Show, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Andy that had a big say in this, to shoot The Andy Griffith Show as a one-camera setup, like in a movie with no audience, probably was a big help to Ron Howard as he played Opie. He was able to focus solely on his role and on the other actors in the scene and not on how an audience would be reacting to him. I believe filming this show in this way definitely helped make the character of Opie seem more like a real boy. But I think the biggest share of the credit goes to Ron Howard himself. He was simply a very good actor. Janet, hey, thanks for writing in. I agree with that. That was very insightful. I never thought about the fact that I never really thought about it. Because Opie is a real person. In my mind, all those actors, they were those characters. So it's so hard to separate them that, you know, I never really thought about that. But you're right. The fact that they filmed it with one camera and they filmed it in that set like that, they didn't deal with the audience. They didn't have laughter. They didn't really have any of that stuff. So they played it completely from the heart and played it just straight. And then the laughter came in when people put in the laugh tracks and the audience themselves just laughed about what had happened. So great, great insight, Janet. So thanks for writing. Folks, if you have any comments like this, I'd love to hear from you. You can call me. That's the best way. I love to hear from you and hear your voice to share with other fans here on the podcast. Call me at 888-684-8415. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. And then, of course, here recently, we've created the iMayberry community. So I definitely want to encourage you to head over there and be a part of the community. We've got almost 250 members now, and it is really growing. A lot of fun going on over there. And we have a Two Chairs No Waiting podcast group. So if you go there, join the group. Right now, there's only about 21 folks, members of that. But you can join first the actual website itself, the imayberrycommunity.com, and then join the group for Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. We'd love to have you there, where we discuss some of the things that are going on the podcast, as well as just visit together and get to know each other better. So that's the whole idea of all of this, is to really share Mayberry. Exactly what I'm talking about in this episode, getting people hooked on Mayberry. Folks, hey, I want to thank you for joining me, and we'll see you guys next week as we go again into Mayberry and visit and get to know each other better. So, folks, have a great week. Love to hear from you. Give me a call, 888-684-8415, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting. Talk to you later.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.